This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Jono. How are you?
Hello, Melbourne. Yes, I'm live on location today.
You are live on location because you're about to see someone very special, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Very special.
That was an inkling.
That was a little inkling as who that was, right? Do you love how I did that?
Yes.
A nice little inkling. We're gonna play that in a moment. But yeah, that's gonna be really cool. Like I saw her last night. So if you don't know who we're talking about, everyone, it's
my mother.
Your mother. No, I didn't see your mom. I would have loved to. Your mother's amazing. Oh. She's lovely. Like she's. I don't know if she can do quite the show that Little Miss Gaga could do.
Look, but, I don't know. You know me, don't you? You know where I come from.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Like just kind of performing
so
heaven,
tell me,
right?
Where were you last night officially, Yanni?
So officially we were at Lady Gaga's concert and it was phenomenal. It was one of the best things I have seen in a very, very long time. So if anyone is heading there today, you are not going to be disappointed. We had dinner beforehand, but even before then, I was like having a work Christmas party. And the theme was a pop of color. So, of course, I wear this like massively bright blue shirt and I've got these white pants and I have this little T-shirt on underneath. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll get changed for Gaga when I go for that. Anyway, I get to the stadium where it's at and it didn't occur to me that everyone's wearing black. Everyone's in black. Everyone's all dressed. And it's a May, like, you know, kudos to everyone who got dressed up and made the effort. Like, congratulations. Yeah. Everyone looked fantastic.
And thank you.
You will look fantastic today. But we get there and I thought, and you know, and I'm ready to dance, obviously. So I thought, oh, and I'm somewhat tall, you know.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I better make friends with the people behind me so I don't annoy them when I get up and dance. So
they're okay.
Like and honestly, everyone stood up and danced through the whole thing. There was no issues. There was no kind of with anyone. I mean, I'll tell you what, Gaga, like she just kept on telling us to put up our hands. And I got sore arms. So that just, it was constant.
Oh my God.
It was pretty cool. But we also got these lovely little wristbands that light up in a really cool way. So very, very fun for those who haven't experienced that. And I'd never experienced that before. But the one thing, the production value, Jono, was second to none. Like, so the stage was big. It was huge in itself. The actual props on the set and the set.
Yeah.
And then she had these massive screens. And I'm talking like from the bottom of the stage to the top of the roof. Huge screens.
Bloody hell.
Top notch. They weren't like pixelated. It was just like high definition almost. Because I was sitting, we were sitting like ground level and we were probably in the middle. And so she was kind of small, but the screens just, it wasn't where you just go to a normal concert and the screens are just playing what you can see. They were part of the show. They were an extension of the stage and the stage set. And you won't know what I mean until you get there, but you see it. And I just thought, wow, like when she started and then it all kind of expanded and you just kind of go, wow, this is phenomenal. And if anyone's been sort of reading what's been sort of going on, she did play a couple, well, she played one of her non-released songs, Brooklyn Nights, which was phenomenal. And all the Lady Gaga fans out there would know the importance of that because she just doesn't play it regularly.
Often
enough. Yeah, no, she just kind of plays it occasionally and that's kind of it. And last time she played it was live in Melbourne, so it was really lovely to hear that.
Nice. Well, don't tell me anymore because I'm excited.
I won't.
I'm pumped to be here as a single in Melbourne on my own tonight, and I know people that are going to be there, but you know, I'm living my best single life.
Yes, because you're going by yourself, right?
Yes, where single means you're never by yourself. But I am, but I've got you in spirit with me, and I've got lots of people that I know coming, and I'll probably see them. But I just sort of take myself off and treat myself.
Do it. Like, it's going to be one of the best things that you have seen and will see, I think. The production value is just second to none. So some beautiful moments there. And, you know, stay for the encore. Don't leave. Stay for the people who are leaving didn't bother staying for the encore. And I'm like, why would you do that? The encore was just phenomenal. Like, it just showed her strength as a performer and being able to own a stadium of how many tens of thousands of people. Like, you'll see it tonight. You'll be like, wow, that's just, you know, she owns that stadium. Like, in that moment, like, there was no one else but her. So it was phenomenal. Funny. Yeah, it's phenomenal. So enough about, I just had to sort of get that off my chest.
I love that. You're still on the hype. You're on the excitement.
100%.
And look, come down.
If I could get a ticket today, I would go again. That's how good it was.
If people out there listening are single and you are going to Gaga here in Melbourne, then fantastic. But it also goes to Brisbane and Sydney, apparently. So get yourself a ticket if you can. Obviously, Yanni, we need to be doing like a segment about write-ups and concerts.
Oh, maybe we should. You know what? That could be our thing for next year, because we are back. We are back next year, everybody. So we're having a short break over summer. This is our last show for the year. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Having a short break over
hot girl summer.
Absolutely. And we are coming back on, I believe, I even wrote this down, but I can't even read my hand. Right? No, the 7th.
Is it around the 7th or 8th?
Around the 7th or 8th of February. We are back on the 7th of Feb. Yeah. So it's going to be great. Now, this episode, right, as a single person, this time of the year, you know what? It's all about getting through this holiday period as a single person. So this is what we're going to be talking about, because we know that this time of the year can be quite tough when we are single.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. And we want to hear your experiences. So before we get into it, please text us in on 0427-569-949. That was 0427-569-949. Or you can do so onair@joy.org.au. But we love a good Instagram. So find us on Instagram on living life_single. Or if you want to just, you know, message myself and Jono directly, do that on livinglifesingle@joy.org.au.
Yay.
So.
That was a bit anticlimax.
I know, right?
Yay.
Yeah, that was it. That was, well, and also grab us on the podcast. We made it to number 10 in the top downloads for Joy, so which is great. So please listen to the podcast. You can get it where you get all your good podcasts from.
I know, and if you're joining the family for Christmas and you're driving, or you have a train journey, or you're traveling somewhere, you just want to escape the family for half an hour, jump on and download our podcast. Give it a listen. Give us a whirl. Let us know what you think, and you can catch up on this, well, basically a year of conversations about being single in Australia.
Absolutely.
Australia, to be precise.
Absolutely. And it's exactly what you need just before you go into the holiday season, because it is kind of tough when you're single for a whole lot of reasons. And I think the first one, right, is those damn rom-coms, Jono. At this time of the year, you're kind of just winding down and you're turning on your streaming services, and they are just everywhere, all these Christmas rom-coms. And it's all about finding someone for Christmas. And I'm like, oh my goodness, can't we just be happy single people for Christmas? Why is everything I don't want it to be about finding someone to take for Christmas, because that is one of the things, that added pressure of, I don't have anyone. You don't need anyone, but this pressure that this myth that you kind of need someone with you on Christmas Day, around the Christmas table with your family, you don't need that.
No, absolutely. And, you know, at some point, you might not even want your family around the Christmas table.
That is so true, right? That is so true. That is so true. And look, so family plays a big pressure on the season, because family in itself can be quite challenging. And if you've got no one there to help you take off that, the edge, it makes it that little bit harder. So we understand that. We understand that. I also think sometimes being single, we may put this pressure on ourselves that we could be the extra person. Like, do you ever feel like you're an extra, like you're an add-on, but no one wants you there? You're like the add-on that you never ordered?
This year, everyone else is an add-on because they're coming to my house for lunch.
Oh, are they?
So, yeah, well, we're doing it between mine and my sisters, like cooking the food, because there's a lot. My mum and dad are coming over, my sister and my brother-in-law, my niece, and we're going to have a lunch at my house for once. So everyone's an add-on at mine, and I love it, actually. I like entertaining and having people over every now and again because it is my space. It would be nice. And I don't really, I don't know. Like nowadays, I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies anyway. I just rather watch something else more scary and horror.
I don't know if there's anything scarier than a Christmas rom-com, right? So,
that is quite scary. Or just waking up next to me on Christmas morning might be scary.
That's a delight. Well, someone's going to think that's a delight, right? So
someone might wake up and think it's some sort of hairy Father Christmas in bed. I don't know. I don't know if this. I think also this time of year, there's a lot of, and if there is anyone out there, there are places and numbers you can call, like Lifeline. But it's also a time where this does weigh on people's minds, not just being single, but the pressures of the economy and finance and life and jobs, and people are made redundant. And as a single person going to a holiday like this, that is also something to, I think, consider. And you know what? If you've got any questions about that or around that, or you're going through something, message us or text us in. And we'll chat about it on the show today.
Absolutely. And we're quite lucky, Jono, because we've got family. And we know that there are lots of people out there who are single but don't have a family for whatever reasons. No. Like, you know, they may have just, you know, across the oceans. They may not speak to them. There's a whole lot of reasons that some people don't have family, especially within our community. Some families are not accepting of the LGBTQI plus A community. And, you know, and if you are single, it can be a particularly emotional period. So we want to help you get through that period and understand that.
Johnny, you know, they're part of the Living Life single family now.
Yes. Yes, they are. And,
they are.
You know, we are here for you as best as we can. And let us know. Let us know what you want to talk about and what we can do to make you feel part of our family, because this is what this whole show is about. Because we know that being single at times can be a bit challenging, and now is that time, because you've got the added pressure of – it just goes crazy this time of year, right? So – and there's no one else there to help relieve that for you apart from yourself. So
– yeah.
You know, we're going to be getting into that in a whole lot of more discussion. We get there.
Yeah.
So we are talking about today about being single during the holiday period, because we know it's a tough time for a lot of people. And Jono and I are very lucky that we've got supportive family, and so we can spend the holiday time with them, and we've got a good network of friends. But we know that that's not the same for everyone. So we want to hear your stories, but we also want to reach out to those individuals who are single, because we are single too, and we know that it's a tough time. And we want to hear your stories, but also want to give you a bit of a helping hand to try and get through the that time that's all a bit crazy for us right now. Isn't that right, Jono?
I know, it is a difficult time of the year. And if trying to shop for gifts and things is not your thing, and if it's stressing you out, then don't worry about it, because it's stressing everybody out. I've actually stopped doing that, going out and trying to last minute stuff. I try and get things throughout the year if I can, or I have an idea of what I'm going to do when I get paid close to Christmas. But yeah, we're not going lavishly this year. So it stresses people out. People have got things to save for, and that also adds to it as well. You don't have to buy gifts and things like that to you know, enjoy this time of the year. Just be with someone that you have in your family or your chosen family or a loved one or even an animal, and spend it at home. Celebrate yourself and your achievements this year, or what you're going to achieve next year. You don't have to have achieved anything this year. So That's how I'm trying to frame it for myself. You know, just don't get caught up in the hype of it all, I guess.
Yeah. So I think it's about caring for yourself. There's a lot of pressure. So we want to care for ourselves, right? Firstly, the emotional care. So, you know, a tip can be set some boundaries with your family beforehand. So whoever you're going, if you are lucky enough to be going to Christmas lunch or dinner with someone, ring up the host and just say, hey, can you just make sure that if people start asking me about why I'm still single, what's happened, that you move the conversation along? I think it's good to prepare the person who's hosting and just to have them on your side if there's no one else there for you. Or now, if the host is not someone who you know or is on your side, get someone else there to sort of say, hey, can you help me move the conversation along if it does talk about being single or something else I'm not comfortable with, whatever that may be, then have that support there to help you move the conversation along. So set the boundaries with your family and friends early on. And I think a good thing to also do is limit social media. I mean, listen to us, obviously. Go on our page, on our Instagram page. But limit what you see out there, because people are going to put a whole lot of happy family snaps on there, and it's not always the case.
And reels of what they've achieved this year, and it's all what they want you to see.
Correct.
You know, it's not exactly their real life, and it really makes me laugh. And just going into like that thing about social media, I was just a little digression, but kind of on topic. I saw something the other day. Someone had got, I don't know, 100,000 followers. But then I'm looking at their pictures thinking, oh, you know, why have they got 100,000 followers? Their content's not very engaging. And then I looked and there's like two comments on each one. It's like, well, if you've got 100,000 followers, that equals to me that you've bought your followers. So what I'm trying to say is not everything is it appears to be or seems to be, and you can get caught out. So just live your true authentic self. Like I say, the hype of everything, it really annoys me this time of year. Black Friday as well. What is that about, Yanni? Black Friday is an American thing. What the hell? Now it's global. Even the UK are doing it. Australia are doing it. New Zealand are doing it. What's going on?
Yeah, it's...
It really adds to the pressure. It really does. It makes people feel a bit inferior. You don't have to go and buy anything. And to be honest, it's all tax. It's not even good stuff that you can buy.
No. My advice when it comes to Black Friday is the big stuff that you want, if you can hold out to it, do your research leading up to it, and then simply just wake up Good Friday. Good Friday. Black Friday. And then just buy them at a discount and then just done. So it's not that whole, I have to buy something. I mean, I held out for something I wanted for Black Friday, and I bought it, and that was it. So I knew what I wanted. So it's about planning it. But it builds up to that case. And, you know, as single people, let's do a mental health check-in. So make sure that's like something that you want to do. And also, I think create a holiday escape plan. If things get too much, just figure out whether it's conversations or something, have a go-to out practice that beforehand. So then you can just leave a conversation, whether it's at a Christmas party, whether it's on Christmas Day, lead up to, you've got that. So preparation is the key. But also, you know what? Jono, us single people, we've got to take care of ourselves physically, right? So it's a busy period, as we all know, but try and at least eat some healthy, real meals. It can be tough, but don't let the silly season get the better of you and just consume too much of the stuff that you should just consume in moderation.
Like stuffing.
Well, like stuffing. Stuffing is great. Have as much stuffing as you can.
Blanket.
Yeah.
I'm not English stuff here, British stuff. But no, I think, like you said, check in on other people. Check in. You know, if you're going home for Christmas, if you have a family home or a town that you're from and you're visiting there and you haven't seen someone for a long time, check in on them. Go and see that old friend or family member you haven't seen for ages. You know, life's too short. And if you don't have that, like I said, check in on a friend or, you know, your community. There's a lot of community engagement this time of the year. So whether it's the club, the bar, the pub, or social circle or library, there's a lot going on where you can go, check in, be involved, and feel part of your community, especially at the Vic Pride Centre.
Yeah, 100%. And Living Life Single, where being single means you are never by yourself. This is our last show for the year. We are back next year, which we are excited about. And today we are talking all about getting through the holiday period as a single person. Isn't that right, Jono?
It is. And I don't know if I'm going to get through the next 24 hours as a single person, but let alone the holidays.
Yeah. No, you're... You will get through it, Jono. I guarantee you, 100%, you will get through the next 24 hours and you'll get through the Christmas break because we are here for each other. We are here for all the singles out there to get through this challenging period. But we also want to make sure that we're having some fun whilst we're getting through it, right? So here's some tips, I reckon, Jono, for people who, you know, when they're at somewhere and people are giving them a bit of an annoying time about being single and what to do. Let's come up with a couple of what's some things that people can say, right? So I've got a couple here. You can firstly you can firstly go the serious responses, right? Which is fine, but you know, we can do that. So some of the things could be like, you know, I'm focusing on myself right now.
Oh,
that's fair.
That's true, because I am. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Exactly. We've got here, a partner isn't a requirement for happiness.
No way. God, yeah. No.
I've had to tell my mum that. Because, you know, I mean, mum, look, you're with dad and are you happy? No, I shouldn't. No, but it's just, it's one of those things where I think some people think that the only way to be happy is with, if you're with someone, which is not true. And another response, serious, but it's like, I'm not rushing. I'm building a life I love. And that life that I love is kind of me as a single person for right now. And, you know, I think it's good having some of those responses in your back pocket to diffuse the situation.
Exactly. You know, new year, new me. Like, you don't have to concentrate on other people, just yourself.
No, exactly. And now, look, as much as we like a serious response, we also love a few sassy responses, right?
Oh, I love a sassy response. Let us know.
Yeah, right. So we've got a couple. I've come up with a couple, Jono.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still single, but thriving more than your marriage. Ooh. Ooh, isn't that a bit like, right?
I love that one.
Yeah, that's cool. How about this one? I'm dating someone that's amazing. It's me.
I love it.
Just like imagine saying that to someone, they'll be like, they wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah. Who is it? Well, I'm dating someone really tall, very handsome, really funny, loads of money, got a really nice car. Oh, who is it? Tell me. Oh, it's me.
It's me. And my multiple personalities. So it's just and it's also another one that I've got here. I'll bring the partner when you bring emotional stability.
Oh, my gosh. Or even if you've got really, at this time of the year, one of those friends that are really, really tight and they never bring a bottle of wine to the party.
Oh.
I'll bring a partner when you bring the bottle of wine.
There we go. That'd be like, maybe not. Then they'll shut up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And look, sometimes you can always deflect a response. So,
yeah.
You know what?
Just by giving them a slap.
Yeah, just, yeah. Well, that might entice a different response. I don't know. So, you know, you could say something like, let's talk about that after dessert. And then you could just dash off before dessert. That's always fun.
Say that one again.
Let's talk about it after dessert. So before you have the Christmas pudding, you know, after the Christmas pudding. And then, you know, just.
Got our pudding.
Yeah, the pudding's great, right? With the custard.
Oh.
Love it.
Stop it. You're making me feel, I'm salivating.
Yeah, no, I do love a Christmas pudding with custard. It's so yummy. And like a nice fresh custard, right? Otherwise, yeah, like it doesn't.
If someone just tuned in now and heard me groaning and moaning, they'd wonder what this show is on Joy 94.9.
they'll be like, "What?" You know, well, no one's actually said anything yet, so who knows, Jono? We've still got a few minutes left before the end of the show. They might actually.
Well, look, half of our community, if not all of them, have been at Gaga. So.
Well, it's. I tell you what, I was just quickly checking my feeds during some of our sponsors' breaks, and yeah, pretty much everyone's feed is about Gaga, and if you haven't been. Unforgivable. And no, it's just one of those things. Like, it's just, and it was, I think it's because it was great. We did touch it on the show at the start of the show, so I won't go on it any longer, but it's a big part of what's happening in Melbourne and Australia right now. It's going to be this, a huge kind of, just deal. Like, it was just, yeah, phenomenal. Yeah.
Nice way to end the year.
That's it. That's exactly right. And just ending, let's tie up this before we get to our favourite segment, Jono. What we can do as singles is to create our own holiday traditions. So something that feels right for you. So you may want to do like a singles Christmas movie marathon, right? You may want to make fun of all those rom-coms. So maybe get your single mates over and have a bit of a movie marathon. You could do a festive self-date. So, you know, make those, buy the Christmas pudding for yourself. Buy the turkey, you know, make it all kind of thing you do. You could dress up your place and, you know, make that special meal for one. Something to consider.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it. Yeah. All right, Jono, let's get to the our last ones for the year. Your favorite part of the show every week, the what's been what's been great and what hasn't been great because we are single. Did you want to go first?
Well, yeah, look, what's been great, I've been able to take myself off to another concert. You know me, I love live music and I'm big on that and show business. And you know what's not been so great? The last few episodes I've had to do it remotely today, especially just because I'm coming straight to Gaga and you know, it's the first time doing a big outing since, you know, a month or two ago. So, you know, that's it really. Nothing too negative to report, to be honest, Gianni.
Yeah,
but all positive.
You needed a driver. That's what...
I know.
Should have been. That would have been, if they were a chauffeur, that would have been handy.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. And just, you know, look, Housewives of Beverly Hills are back on our screens, and so is Vanderpump Rules. So I'm happy for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, I've just really enjoyed this week because I have just done what I've wanted to do when I've wanted to do it. Yeah. So, you know, last night I had the Christmas party, as I said. There was Gaga, which was fun. This morning I woke up and I thought, you know what? I want to go watch, be a super good gay boy out there and go watch Wicked. So I messaged my friend and I said, let's go watch Wicked tonight. He's like, cool. I thought, oh, I better watch the first one again. I was a little bit late onto the Wicked thing, and I must say I'm a big fan of it now. So I watched Wicked this morning. I was just there in my jammies and my dressing gown watching Wicked at my own pace, which is fantastic. And so I think this week was just enjoying myself, I must say.
Love that.
Yeah. And I think...
I was going to say, nothing so bad this week, or...?
No, nothing really bad because I've kept myself occupied. So, you know, I think what's sort of happening though, I am watching a bit of Netflix and those rom-coms are coming up and that's sort of come through today's show. So I need to either make fun of them or just not watch them and make sure that I've got the you know, the friends just to do stuff with during this time because it can get a bit busy, but nothing really major this week, so
good.
So that's good. Before we are about to sign off, I just want to say thank you to you, Jono. This has been a wonderful first year for us on Living Life Single. We had no idea how this show was going to go. It was something that we kind of just thought, you know, I thought about. We met, we kind of gelled, and we put this show together.
Kind of gelled.
maybe we're still gelling, right? So I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you to all our listeners who tune in, who message us, who also download our podcast, because this show is for you. And I do hope from the bottom of my heart that this show is making your life that little bit easier. I mean, that's why we started it, because it was something that I knew I wasn't the only single person out there, and there wasn't enough talking about it. So hopefully this show has brought you joy in some times that can be a bit challenging. So thank you to Joy for allowing us to put this show on a weekly basis and just letting us do our thing. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Well,
that's it. You know, don't forget to download that podcast though, because you can keep us going until we're back in the end of the break.
Absolutely. So from Living Life Single, have a Merry Christmas, everyone. And that's it from us for the year. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.